If you are on Facebook, check this out. The social networking giant says it's been hit by a series of attacks by an unidentified hacker group. But it also says there's no evidence your personal information was compromised. Facebook says the attack happened when a handful of employees visited a mobile developer website that was compromised.
But the company says it has now fixed the infected machines and told law enforcement about it. And Dimitri talked about it with Ken Colburn of Data Doctors.
I'm not sure Facebook is ever going to tell us exactly what the malware might have done. At this point, there's no reason to believe that we have to worry about our personal information that's on the Facebook network being compromised.
But malware was installed on laptops used by Facebook workers. Did they just screw up here? They weren't as careful as they should have been?
Well, they were victims of something that I think more people are starting to hear about, which is known as a zero-day exploit. And what that means is the day that a security problem is discovered, you'll see somebody on the internet trying to exploit that hole or that security issue. So in the past, a security problem was discovered, and it would take the hackers 30, 60 days to write the code to try to take advantage of this newly discovered security problem. Today, it's the same day that an announcement's made about a security problem. They're out there writing code to take advantage of it, which is why they call it zero day.
It's a lot more serious. Is that fair to say?
A thief driving around a neighborhood with a bunch of garage door openers. They're just driving around looking for which garage door opens, and then they're going to burglarize that home based on the fact that it's easy entry.
The laptops were using antivirus software at the time. Don't know if that makes a big difference in this case.
Exploits really are impossible to cover with antivirus programs because the antivirus program has to first learn about the problem. They have to develop a fix for it, detection and a cure. So that all takes time, whereas the bad guys hear about a loophole and they basically exploit it that same day. So these things will all get patched over the coming days and weeks. Unfortunately, the bad guys have the upper hand because they can take advantage of them right away.
What do we do on our end to protect ourselves? Is it a good idea maybe not to have so much personal information involved in your Facebook account?
I think this is more about the way that we use tools on the internet, and just because they're there and just because a website says we should have it doesn't necessarily mean you do. The Department of Homeland Security, of all the agencies out there, suggested about a month and a half ago that people just uninstall Java, disable it, just because it's such a big problem right now and they don't have a cure for it, that cyber terrorism can exploit this hole that's been discovered, and that's hundreds of millions of computers that can be compromised because of this hole. So the reality is the advice is actually pretty sage advice in that if you don't really need Java, that's one less way to get exploited. So what we're telling our friends and family, go ahead and uninstall Java and go about your business for a day or two and see if it impacts your internet usage at all. And if it doesn't, you just bypassed being exploited by that particular tool.
So as far as Facebook, you're not recommending any changes.
This really isn't a Facebook network issue. This is a fill in the blank. We had a grocery store chain here in my backyard that was basically exploited in a very similar way, and credit card numbers were taken. And this had nothing to do with online. It had to do with people that were going into their stores and using their credit cards. That information was being intercepted by this malware that was snuck in. This is an ongoing issue. You hear it time and time again. It's the reality of this interconnected world we're in. In the case of the grocery store, it had nothing to do with your online personality. It had to do with the fact that you walked into that store and swiped your credit card on their machine.
Speaking in a larger sense, though, you do want to be careful about what you're posting about yourself online. It's just a separate issue from this type of malware attack.
Having some wherewithal of what you are and what you are not saying, this problem of oversharing, it's definitely something everyone needs to be cognizant of. Once it's on the internet, it's in magic marker. It's not going away. It's Sharpie. It's forever. Just because you delete it doesn't mean that it's gone. It just means that you don't see it anymore. What this should be telling everyone out there is it doesn't matter how technologically advanced you are, everyone and anyone that's connected to the internet can be a victim. And ignoring the pleas to keep your software updated and making sure that you do a security check from time to time and make sure that you do full virus scans and do all those checks to see, do I have a reason to be concerned? More and more, it's becoming a community responsibility because your hacked machine could then turn around and start attacking me. And that's really what the concern is. And that's why the Department of Homeland Security is getting involved and trying to warn people. This is a real serious problem. It's a collective problem. Everyone on the internet has a responsibility, and no one is immune.
That's Ken Colburn of Data Doctors, who joined us via Skype. To find out how to disable Java on your browser, go to WTOP.com, search Java.